This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And as we listen to Kendrick, I'm thinking to myself, there is nobody who is looking forward to the halftime show more than this bow tie wearing guest that we have coming up next.
Oh,
you want to do the honors?
Oh, man, you think so?
Yeah, man.
Well, you know what, though? He'll be looking at it one eye, but he'll be looking down the list of all these region tournaments that are about to kick off. With the other.
I think he's going to put it down for the halftime show.
He might be doing it
one hour during the game, but when it comes to halftime, no, he's putting everything down.
He's got to keep up with it. We'll find out. He's only joining us now. We'll tell you what is high school region tournament time. It has arrived for high school basketball in the state. A great time to be joined by Kyle Sandy joining us now. Kyle, welcome back to the show this morning.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fine. Can you answer the question? Are you a Kendrick Lamar fan?
Yeah, he had a nice little squabble over the summer with that Canadian. That was fun to listen to. So, yeah, I'll be tuned in to the Super Bowl and the halftime show, of course.
That Canadian.
The only thing worse would have been if he said that foreigner.
Oh, God.
That would have been that. No, it was great. It was perfect. The dude went halfway around the planet just to avoid this weekend. So you gotta like, he ran him out of town. You gotta like that.
He really
excuse
did.
Excuse me, ran him out of the country.
Nice.
Anyway,
nice.
Kyle, listen, as Sam said, it is regional time here, so let's get started. And where's the focus at for you as we get I saw the game that happened yesterday. You had Carrollton taking on Douglas County. And then you got another one coming up Tuesday. The Chapel Hill, East Coweta, Westlake. So you want to go backwards and talk about yesterday or what's around the corner?
Man, we have a lot that's around the corner. I'm still in that process of gathering information. You know, it's so crazy because we have some regions that already started their region tournament as early as I think they started on the 6th on
really?
a Thursday. Yes, yeah, so we had like first round matchups for at least one region that got underway, that Collins Hill region, Region 8 in Class 6A. But a few others did start on like a Friday and a Saturday, but there's still a lot that are outstanding that I had to collect these brackets, and a lot of regions are still meeting on today to get everything ironed out and finalized with seating. So it's just going to be overall a busy week, just making sure I get all this information down and be able to see where to go, what to check out. But yes, this is a crazy time of year, you guys. This is where everything you put in for the first, what, 2-3 months of the season, it goes out the window because it just doesn't matter. Once you get to region tournament time, you could beat a team 2 times, you could beat a team 3 times, and then all of a sudden, when it really all matters, if you drop that game, everything you've done goes out the window. So it's a stressful time for coaches, but it's still a very exciting time for basketball fans in general, just to see what happens. And when push comes to shove, this is where you see the great teams rise to the top, and the other teams kind of falter. So we will see what happens.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline on a Super Bowl Sunday morning with Kyle Sandy. He is social. You can always find him at KyleSandy355 at KyleSandy355 or Sandy Spill, where he has a master list of the region tournaments and all the pairings and setup. But there are some that are vacant. So, Kyle, if you want to appeal to the people in those regions to get you the information today, you got time on the air. Tell them where to send the stuff.
Yes, please. KyleSandy355 on Twitter or X. And, of course, KyleSandy355 at gmail.com. That's where I'm usually collecting all this good stuff. And, yes, this is a hectic day. I know, as I mentioned, a lot of these regions will be meeting in the a.m. But by the time we're talking about 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, this is where I start frantically texting any coaches I know in any of these regions that I don't have their information to try and gather that. But, yes, it'll be a busy day for me. But again, it's an exciting time of year, and we're also collecting all-region teams. So if you have all-region teams that have been finalized, region player of the year, first team, second team, all that good stuff, that is another aspect that we are collecting this time of year. And we do have a couple of those all-region teams, boys and girls, already posted online. So just a lot of information will be coming on sandyspiel.com as we close out this high school season.
Again, Kyle Sandy joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So I ask you this question, and I want it to be clear. I'm not asking you to make a prediction, but I'm asking you teams or players, I'll leave it up to you, to keep an eye out for moving forward during this regional time.
Oh, boy, there's always a lot. I mean, there's some great regions. Like, how about that Middle Georgia region on the girls' side of things in Class A Division One? You have, like, Central Macon girls have been really tough. They're always right there trying to climb their way to the top and win that elusive state title. But there's been other competition. Ace Charter has been really good out of nowhere this year. East Lawrence has been extremely tough. You got Washington County, Dodge County, they've had about six teams in that region that has about 10 teams have been in the top 10 this year on the girls' side. So that's going to be a slobber knocker. There's going to be some good teams that, you know, on a typical year would get left out. But now that we have the power ranking system, you might be able to see upwards of four, five, six teams from one region slide into the state tournament. And then just, you know, that Grayson region on the boys' side is always a juggernaut with Newton in there. Archer is good. It's always just very competitive. Always goes down to the wire in that region as well. South Gwinnett's always really tricky. Grovetown's always has a good team. So there's just going to be a lot because we've consolidated those regions and classifications from 7 to 6. That means we got bigger regions this year, more good teams in each region. So that means there's going to be, especially in the higher classifications, better teams that get left out in the cold. So you definitely want to be playing your best ball right now heading into the region tournaments.
Kyle, I love to watch the teams down in the South Fulton area. And when I look on the girls' side, for years it was always Westlake. Westlake was the big power. We got Langston Hughes playing great ball down there. And then this Creekside team. My goodness, talk about those two teams and their prospects going forward now at tournament time.
Yeah, those are two juggernaut programs. Langston Hughes has been good for a few years now. Jocelyn Faison, a UGA signee, she transferred in the offseason and has really elevated this team. You got Michaela Taylor, who's going to Georgia Tech inside. She's battled with some injuries throughout the season, but at about 6'3", she can be a dominant post presence for the Panthers. And then we talk about Creekside. They polished off a perfect regular season, undefeated. CeCe Dennis, one of the best sophomores in the entire nation. She's just an electrifying player. But J.C. Mitchell, a couple other nice guards, Sky Cleveland, have really stepped up to bolster them. And then one other team, you think about them on the boys' side, not necessarily on the girls' side, but how about Tri-City Girls? Tri-Cities has been very good this year. Hannah Morris, a really nice unsigned senior post player. I like her a lot. Paris Shelton's a good guard that's averaging about 15 points per game. They have really competed with the upper echelon teams in that classification, the Woodward Academies of the world. They're having a really good season, Tri-Cities, on the girls' side. Might not be a state title contender, but that could be a scary team, Sweet 16, Elite 8. They have some nice pieces, and they played extremely well this season.
Yeah, I'm seeing some tournaments going on at places like Kale is hosting their region tournament, Region 6. I think Walton is hosting their region tournament. There's a road to the state championship, and a number of classifications still go through Cobb County.
It feels like it in some aspects. Like even on the boys' side, we know Grayson is number one in Class 6A, but Wheeler is extremely tough. McEachern's had a great season. So you're talking about number two and number three in the state right there. You got Walton's number five in the state on the boys' side in that largest classification. Cobb is always going to produce great talent. It's really, really tough. But how about Cherokee County on the girls' side?
Yeah.
River Ridge in Class 5A, they lost in the Final Four last year in that crazy game against Marist. But River Ridge girls, they look like the best public school in the state throughout the regular season this year. They've been really, really good, and they're trying to go for their second state title in 3 years. So Cherokee County on the girls' side definitely has some great basketball, considering Creekview's had a great year in their region as well. And some other good teams, even in Class 6A, Cherokee's really tough. Etowah's had a resurgence this year. Good ball being played in Cherokee County.
Take a look at South Georgia. I know last year, where did you go? You had You took a trip down to somewhere around Savannah. Somebody you just had to go and look at in person. Oh, right?
We remember that. Yeah,
remember that? Remember that? The road trip.
Like he got lost or something.
To leave breadcrumbs to find your way back home. It, who's coming? Who's down in South Georgia that you watching for this time, man?
That's right. Last year we did do that South Georgia swing. I found myself in Dublin, Georgia, and then I think I had a trip to Savannah as well. I saw Long County play Johnson, and yeah,
Long
that was a good
County.
Time.
Long County is the place, man.
Well, where is that at?
You get to that place, you go as far in the state of Georgia as you can go.
Okay. Well, now, is that on the other side from, you know, going down? I'm going down 75. You know how I love that area.
Yeah,
there on the south side. But is that more towards Savannah?
Long County, yeah. Lutowisi, that's on the way down that
that's
way.
That's the speed trap they used to have for years. I don't know if they still, I don't know if the cops still
don't
stop
get me
you.
Talking about that because I'll come knocking on my door.
The good Tifton people. But who's good down there this time?
South Georgia, you know, I've been keeping my eye on that coffee region. That's Region 2 in Class 5A. On the girl side, coffee, I think they just finished the regular season like 24-1. Coffee girls, they're tough. They trap all over. They press the entire game. They show a 2-3 zone, and then you pass it to the wing, and then they're trapping, and they go full deny. They play really well. They move the ball extremely well. They get the ball to Lexi Bradford inside, a very good post presence. They're a handful. And on that same side, on the boys' side, like Lee County boys have been very good for many years. Now they have a dynamic backcourt with Braden Moore, a guy that has some Division I offers. They have Cam Sanders moved in, who's committed and signed to play at Air Force. So they're really tough. Matthew Hardwick inside's a big body at 6'6". So that region alone, Region 2 in Class 5A, is the one I've had my eye on the most. I know there's some other really good teams. Once you get into the smaller classifications, like that Doherty region is always really, really tough once you get to like 3A and below. But that region is one to keep an eye on. Region 2 in Class 5A, they got some good teams. And Houston County boys have had a great season as well. They've had some wars with Lee County. So I'm going to be going down there to check that region out. Maybe on Tuesday. I think it's going to be held at Northside Warner Robins in Middle Georgia. So I'm excited to see what Middle Georgia and South Georgia has to offer.
All right, Sam. Sam and Kyle here, let me answer the question that ran through my mind as soon as you said it. The term slobber knocker was first used in 1967 in the Dallas Morning News. It was used as a noun describe a person, Don Firmer. It's a PH, or PF. Firmer, so I'll pronounce it that way. Well, the term slobber-knock was first used in 1978 in the Tennessean. It was used as a verb to describe the act of knocking the slobber out of someone. There's your little insignificant. You think I'm full of insignificant? Yeah, I got all kinds of insignificant information.
You just happened to look that up.
I had to look that up. I heard that word, and nobody's heard that term since, I think, I don't know. Who's calling the game today? Whoever's calling the game today when they played. So I just thought I'd give you that little bit of stuff. Hey, man, as always, Kyle. Hey, listen, we got you on the phone. Who you choosing today? Who you like?
Yeah, who you with?
I think 2 years ago I picked the Eagles. I'm not picking the Eagles. I'm picking the Chiefs. They always win. I am going with Kansas City. Even though they have not been impressive at all during the regular season, you look at the record, they just always win. And no reason to pick against Patrick Mahomes this time of year.
That's crazy. I mean, we knew exactly what he meant, but to say out loud, they haven't been impressive, but yet they are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Finding new ways to win. Hey, buddy, enjoy your day. Be safe, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
There you go. Kyle Sandy.